This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to anchor in salary negotiations without naming a number first. Shape the negotiation before a single figure is spoken aloud. In short, salary negotiation anchoring does not require you to speak first. You can shape what the employer considers reasonable before a single figure is named, using preparation, framing, and sequencing. The psychological anchor is set by narrative and context, not just by numbers. You can prime an employer's expectations days before the formal negotiation begins. Going second with a prepared counter-anchor is often stronger than going first unprepared. Definition: salary negotiation anchoring is the deliberate act of establishing a reference point that shapes both parties' sense of what a fair outcome looks like. The anchor sets the psychological ceiling and floor for every figure discussed, making it one of the most powerful tools in any compensation conversation. You walk into the room prepared. You know your number. You know the market. Then the hiring manager smiles and says, "So, what are you looking for?" And something happens. You either blurt a figure that is too low because you feared seeming greedy, or you freeze because you did not want to go first. Either way, the salary negotiation anchoring you needed to do never happened. The number you finally gave felt like a guess, and you watched the conversation flow in a direction you did not choose. This is not a confidence problem. It is a sequencing problem. Most people believe anchoring means naming a number first. It does not. The anchor is set long before that moment, and the practitioner who understands this walks in with the frame already built. Here is what this article will give you: a concrete, ordered process for setting a powerful anchor in salary negotiations without needing to be the first person to name a figure. Why salary anchoring feels like a trap. The discomfort is real. You are asked to put a value on yourself in real time, in front of someone who holds power over the outcome. Most people feel two competing fears pulling them in opposite directions. The first fear is going too high and seeming arrogant or pricing yourself out. The second fear is going too low and leaving money on the table you will never recover. These two fears cancel each other out and produce paralysis or, worse, a reflexive low number designed to seem agreeable. What makes this harder is the advice. Some coaches say go first and go high. Others say never name a number. Neither instruction tells you what to actually do in the moment. You need a process, not a principle. What you must prepare before the conversation begins. No anchoring process works without two things in place first. Go into any salary negotiation without these and you are improvising, which means the employer's frame will dominate. The first is your researched range. You need a specific, defensible floor and ceiling for your target compensation, grounded in market data for your role, level, and geography. Use salary surveys, job boards with listed ranges, and conversations with peers in similar roles. This range is not a wish, it is a benchmark you can defend with evidence. The second is your value narrative. This is a story of what you bring that justifies the upper end of your range. It should be specific: 3 to 5 concrete examples of results you've produced, problems you've solved, or skills that are genuinely scarce. Without this narrative, your anchor is a number floating in the air. With it, the number is attached to something real. The 5-step anchoring process. Step 1. Prime the employer before the formal negotiation. The anchor begins before the negotiation room. Every touchpoint leading up to the offer conversation is an opportunity to set the frame. In your interview, in your written communications, and in how you describe your background, you are shaping what the employer believes you are worth. When you discuss your experience, lead with outcomes and scope. Do not list duties. Talk about scale. "I led a team of 12 and delivered the program 3 weeks ahead of schedule" is an anchor. It tells the employer this is not an entry-level conversation. If you want to strengthen your written communication in this phase, the approach in advanced email strategy, persuasion, influence, and high-stakes professional messaging is directly relevant to how you position yourself before the formal offer discussion. Step 2. Name the market before you name yourself. When the salary conversation opens, your first move is to reference the market, not your personal number. This is the anchor without the figure. Say something like, "I have done quite a bit of research on compensation for this role. For a position at this level in this region, the market is sitting somewhere between X and Y, depending on the full package." You have just set a reference point. You have not stated what you want. You have stated what the market says. This frame does two things. It positions you as informed, not emotional. And it anchors the conversation to a credible external benchmark rather than a personal wish. Step 3. Let the employer respond, then listen precisely. After you name the market range, stop. Do not fill the silence. The employer's response in the next 30 seconds will tell you nearly everything you need. If they say that is in line with what we have budgeted, you know you're close and can push toward the upper end. If they say that is a little higher than we were thinking, you know their number and you know the gap. If they deflect entirely and push back to you, that is also data they are not ready to anchor themselves, which gives you room to move to step 4. The art of this step is resisting the urge to rescue the silence with a lower number. Stay grounded. The silence is working for you. Step 4. Anchor your personal range at the upper edge of the market. Once you have the employer's reaction, you state your personal range. Place your target at the lower end of your range and your stretch figure at the upper end. Your floor becomes the anchor, not a ceiling. A useful script. Based on my specific experience, particularly the work I described in the interview round X and Y, I'm looking for something in the range of A to B. The lower end accounts for getting started in a new environment. The upper end reflects what I have been delivering at this level. Notice what you have done. You have given a range where even the low end is where you want to end up. This is deliberate. Most employers will aim for the midpoint. If your range is positioned correctly, the midpoint is acceptable to you. Step 5. Respond to a counteroffer with a prepared anchor, not a reaction. The employer will almost always counter. This is not rejection. It is the negotiation beginning in earnest. You respond to the counter is not a new number pulled from the air. It is a deliberate position one step above your real flow, supported by your value narrative. I appreciate that. I want to make this work. Given the specific results I have produced in similar roles, I think X is where I can land. Can we look at whether the full package including Z can get us there? The goal is to keep the anchor at the top of the range for as long as possible. Every concession you make should be small and accompanied by something you receive in return. For tactics on how to communicate under pressure without losing your footing, the how to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation is worth reading before you enter the room. Adapting this process for a remote negotiation. Video calls change the feel of a salary negotiation, but they do not change the mechanics of anchoring. What they do change is your ability to read the room. In a remote setting, prepare your market range script in advance and have it visible off-screen. The small pause you might take to recall a figure becomes a distraction on a video call. Have it written down. More importantly, the priming step becomes even more valuable. Use email deliberately in the days before the call to reinforce your value narrative. A well-crafted message referencing a project result or expressing enthusiasm while noting your understanding of market rates is legitimate anchoring. For guidance on how to ask for a raise or promotion via email, that framework applies here too. On the call itself, give the employer a beat to process each statement. Video silences feel longer than they are. Hold your ground. The anchor you set does not weaken because of a broadband delay. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with anchoring. The mistake. Anchoring with a round number that has no supporting logic. Why it happens. People default to round figures because they feel safer and more negotiable. What to do instead? Use a specific number. 94,000 is more credible than around 90 to 100. Specificity signals research. Round numbers signal guesswork. The mistake. Setting an anchor and then immediately softening it. Why it happens. The silence feels hostile, so people add qualifiers. But I'm flexible, or obviously, it depends. What to do instead? State your anchor, then stay quiet. Let the employer respond to the number you actually gave, not the softened version. The mistake. Anchoring too early, before building the value narrative. Why it happens. People feel the salary question coming and try to get ahead of it. What to do instead? Complete step 1 first. The anchor lands harder when the employer already has a picture of your value. A number attached to a story is worth more than a number alone. The mistake: treating a low counter offer as the new anchor. Why it happens: the employer's figure sounds official and specific, which makes people feel theirs was unreasonable. What to do instead? The employer's counter is a position, not a verdict. Return to your evidence. I understand, and I want to work through this. My research and the results I have shown in this process still point me toward X. The how to de-escalate argument during meetings approach is relevant if the conversation becomes heated. The mistake: forgetting that the total package is part of the anchor. Why it happens: people fixate on base salary and ignore the rest. What to do instead? When the base looks immovable, anchor the full package: start date, bonuses, review cycles, remote flexibility, professional development. The total value of what you accept is the real negotiation. Tools like the how to use the value method to advocate for tension resolution with a manager who dismisses the problem can help you make your case when the other party seems unresponsive. Your pre-negotiation anchoring checklist. Use this before every salary conversation. If you cannot tick each box with confidence, you are not ready to anchor. Number 1. I have a researched range. I know the market floor and ceiling for this role in this location, and I have at least 2 sources for that data. Number 2. I have my value narrative ready. I can name 3 specific results or capabilities that justify the upper end of my range. Number 3. I have my priming language prepared. I know what I will say about the market before I name my personal figure. Number 4. I know my floor. I have decided in advance the minimum I will accept, and I will not go below it under pressure. Number 5. I have a response prepared for the counter. I know what I will say when the employer comes in below my range, including what I will ask for in return. Number 6. I have practiced speaking my anchor aloud. The figure should not feel strange in my mouth. Rehearse it until it sounds natural and calm. Number 7. I have identified what else I can anchor. Beyond base salary, I know what elements of the package I will negotiate if the base discussion stalls. If any of those boxes feel shaky, spend 20 minutes on that specific gap before the conversation. The checklist is not a formality. It is what separates a deliberate anchor from a guess. The ground you stand on before any number is spoken. Here is the truth of it: the most powerful anchoring in salary negotiations happens before you ever open your mouth about money. It happens in how you carry yourself through the interview process, in the specificity of your language when you describe your work, and in the quiet confidence of someone who knows what they are worth and is prepared to prove it. The number you eventually name is just the moment the anchor becomes visible. The real work was done in advance. Every step in this process is about preparation and sequencing, not cleverness or boldness. If you follow this process before your next salary conversation, you will find that the number you wanted to name feels less like a risk and more like a statement of fact. Salary negotiation anchoring is a skill. It is earned through preparation, not improvised in the moment. If you want support on managing the broader communication dynamics around tense workplace discussions, the how to use the deal method to diffuse tension between 2 colleagues who refuse to cooperate, and the how to use the recover method when a tension management conversation makes things worse are worth keeping close. The ground you stand on in any hard conversation is built long before the conversation begins. Frequently asked questions. What is salary negotiation anchoring? Salary negotiation anchoring is the practice of establishing a reference point that shapes what both sides consider a reasonable outcome. The first figure spoken in a negotiation exerts strong psychological pull on every number discussed afterward, even when the other party tries to ignore it. How do you anchor a salary negotiation without naming a number? You anchor without naming a number by priming the employer with your value, referencing market benchmarks verbally, and framing your expectations around a range before any figure is formally stated. This sets the psychological frame before the negotiation technically begins. Should you give a salary number first or wait for the employer? Neither option is always correct. The real goal is to control the frame before any number is spoken. If you prepare your anchor point carefully, going first with a well-researched range can set the ceiling. If you are unprepared, waiting is safer. What happens if my anchor is too high in a salary negotiation? A well-researched high anchor really ends a negotiation. It signals confidence and sets a higher ceiling for the final agreement. The risk comes from anchoring without evidence, which makes you seem uninformed. Ground every anchor in market data and your demonstrated value. How does anchoring affect the final salary outcome? Anchoring shapes the range both parties treat as reasonable. A strong opening anchor pulls the final number toward it, even after concessions. Research consistently shows that the side who sets the first credible reference point tends to finish closer to their target. Can you anchor a salary negotiation by email before the interview? Yes, written communication before a formal offer discussion can prime the employer with your value narrative and market positioning. Strategic email communication during the hiring process is one of the most underused anchoring tools available to candidates. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.